It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, Fridays are super duper fun here at Ocean 100 in the morning show because we have our interesting islanders segment for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And there's a group of girls that I know. Yes. Anna dances with Dance Virtuoso, and we're pleased to welcome first and foremost artistic director Kashina Collins. Welcome, Kashina.
Thank you, Darcy.
It's great to see you, and thank you for all you have done for Anna over the years. She has been with you guys for a while now and loves every second of it, loves all the friendships that she's made, so that's fantastic. Thanks for doing that.
She's a great girl to have.
Thank you. Okay, so let's start by welcoming the girls that are here, because this is only half of your young company that just got back from Disney, and we'll chat about Disney here very, very soon, but why don't you one by one just kind of say who you are and introduce yourself. Don't all jump at once.
I'm Josie.
I'm Claire.
My name's Morgan.
And I'm Megan.
And it should be noted that Morgan is also my cousin.
She's my cousin. Oh, dear.
Yes. So there's a family connection there as well. All right. So, Kashina, you have been doing the Dance Virtuoso thing for a while. Why don't we go back in time and tell people when this started and how you got into it?
So I moved to PEI from New Brunswick back in 2009, that summer. And then that September, we opened our doors in both Charlottetown and Summerside. So two studios. We've been going strong ever since and having lots of fun with it.
My first experience with Dance Virtuoso, a long time ago, you guys did the halftime shows at the basketball games
for
at the Eastlink Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall that. And now I'm dropping Anna off 5 days a week at least.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really, really great program. And Morgan, I'm going to single you out to answer this one. What's your favorite part about dancing? What does dancing do for you?
It's a way to express myself without having to use my words, which is sometimes hard for a lot of people I know. And it's just one way to express yourself that's easier to get out sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good answer.
I think that's an awesome answer.
I put her on the spot, too. I was really trying to. So we're going to find out we're going to unpack Disney here very soon, because you said it was a very hot experience, but a very unique and amazing experience, too. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. We should also note that Josie got up extra early today because Josie's from Summerside. So she made the trip in, and she's been on the go since, 5:30 this morning? You are so dedicated. Give her a raise. Is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20 for Ocean 100's Community Connections. Brought to you by ADL. The Ocean
Style is here. Now that's a red hot deal. Visit your local Mitsubishi dealer today for details. Conditions apply.
It's mainly sunny today. Fog patches clearing this morning and a high of 28, humidex of 35. Tonight, increasing cloudiness and a low of 17. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers and a risk of a thundershower. High of 27 with a humidex. Feels like 33. That's hot, Darcy. Right now, it's 20 in Summerside and 19 in Charlottetown.
That's hot.
It's very hot.
We're going to talk about heat here with the gals from Dance Virtuoso's young company, because they went to Florida and they got a heat wave when they were down there. Oh my gosh.
It's hot in Florida in July. Yes?
That's the Counting Crows and Big Yellow Taxi, Ocean 100. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Interesting Islanders Day today because it's Friday. We have the ladies here from Dance Virtuoso's young company. We have half of them in the house right now. And their artistic director, Kashina Collins, is here too. I guess the big thing that's happened in the last little bit, and I know because Anna's into dance, she's been a big part of this too. You guys were getting geared up for months and months and months to go to Disney, and it finally happened. So tell me about that experience. How does one dance company get picked to go to Disney? Let's start there.
Well, quite a few years back, I had initially gone down for this festival with another dance company that I knew from off island.
Mm-hmm.
and made some connections when I was down there, saw what was involved in the whole process and if it was something that I really wanted any of my girls to participate in the future. Mm-hmm. It was so well run. It was such an amazing opportunity, and it was really a fantastic festival, which, you know, we're performance-based studio, so mm-hmm. that means we're not competitive. We dance as an art form, and we're really storytellers. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. So we went down there, and we told our story, and it was a wonderful opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, one thing we can mention here too is that it was hot down there, and there was yeah. a lot of outside girls. Was it hot down there?
Extremely hot.
Okay, Claire, tell me more about the extremely hotness of Florida. What was it? What was it like performing in the hot heat?
Well, it was quite challenging because dancing as it is already very hot and sweaty.
Yes,
and
yes.
And so to add that 35, 36 degree weather on top made it seem impossible, but it wasn't.
Did and like compare it to PEI hot? Like we've had some pretty hot days the past couple of days. Is it completely different, or was it just next level?
Yeah, it was just next level.
Yeah.
Because we get a feel for it here, but definitely not to that extreme.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
all right.
Humidex had it upwards of 40 plus. So
all right. So Kashina, were they complaining a lot? Were they being
you know
super
what?
Complaining?
They did way better than I was expecting. I knew with the heat. Anything could happen, and they pulled it together like troopers, and they were fantastic.
Well, she set the bar low anyways, guys. Yeah. That's good. That's good. All right, let's get into the celebration calendar now. This is a big part of it, and feel free to, like, clap along if we clap or do anything with this. All right, we're gonna have some fun with it here today. Don't forget, today is draw day too, so we are going to award a couple of bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge coming up in a bit. Layla Van Ouwerkerk is 10 today. That's from Mom, Dad, Mika the Cat, and Hank the Dog. Dave Hodge, aka Papa Hodge, in Charlottetown is 60 today. Dennis Halliday in Pinette. We're told that Dennis is past his prime.
Oh no.
I always love when my friends put in birthday wishes too, eh? Stephen Landry in Charlottetown, happy birthday. Wedding anniversary for Joel and Kelsey McLean in Bristol. It's their first wedding anniversary, so hey, lots of good memories from probably this time last year. Lawrence McLean in Belfast, happy birthday from your family. Zachary Bruce is 9 on Saturday. That's from all your family and friends. And Katie Keogh in Shamrock, happy birthday. Love Mom, big sisters Allie and Avery.
We've got Cheyenne Howitt turning 13, and that wish comes from Mom and Dad. Kat Noseworthy in Stratford turning 26. Have a super day, Kat. Maureen Hennessy, I got to say happy birthday to this lady. She was my kindergarten teacher at Mrs. Chang's way back when.
Whoa.
And she's
that's a reference.
Don't even. Anyway, Maureen, I hope you have a great day. Tomorrow, Chris Gallant is celebrating his 38th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Chris. From Aaron, Lucy, Resno, Tucker, and Stevie. And on Sunday...
Oh, that's Resner. Resner is the cat. I know them.
Resner. Oh, my mistake.
No, that's
my mistake.
All right.
Resner, again. Resner, I love... speaking cat, again, wishing happy birthday. I love it. Brad Avery turning 41 on Sunday. Happy birthday to you, Brad. Love the family, the Averys and the Johnsons. And I think... Oh, we got one more. Sue Hanlon, a happy 70th birthday for Saturday. Love, Ernie. Ernie says... that you are loved.
Ernie says love you.
Love you.
Shane Ostrich also celebrating today from Nate Ainsley, Aaron, and Bosley in Alexander. Happy 50th. Let's give away some bridge passes. Girls, are you ready to give away some bridge passes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow, that's super exciting. That's a lot of excitement there. Congratulations to our winners, Marissa Huggin and Isaac J. We have your mailing addresses. We will get a couple of bridge passes out. Congratulations, guys. This is where we clap.
Yay! Hey! Happy birthday.
Wow, that was so forced.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
There is a risk of a thundershower, a high of 27. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Time to tidy up Darcy's trivia question today. And it's Friday, so we're making a draw. 36% of us order this at restaurants because we almost never make it at home. What is it? We've had a wide range of guesses today.
Yes.
Some people have said gravy. Some people have said a club sandwich, getting really specific. Pizza, dessert, eggs, Benedict. The one I was looking for today was salad.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of prep to salad, really, you know?
I guess, but it's pretty straightforward.
Someone said French onion soup, and you were sold on that. You said, that's got to be what it is.
I felt that was, because I've never made it at home, and I have ordered it on occasion.
Okay, check your inbox messages. Wayne Cowell, congratulations. You got yourself a $100 Robbins gift card coming your way. This is a clapping occasion. Yay!
Way to go, right. Wayne!
Well, that's fun. We'll have more, too, with our friends from Dance Virtuoso. There are interesting Islanders for Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum coming up.
Is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, we're having a good time today with the crew from Dance Virtuoso's Young Company, just back from a big trip to Disney in Florida, performing with hundreds of other dance crews and people from across North America, a really big opportunity. And we had like two shifts today. So we had the first shift from 7:30 to 8. Now we have the rest of the Young Company in here. So ladies, let's just one by one go through and introduce yourselves.
I'm Gracie.
I'm Brianna.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Bella.
All right. Thanks for being here, ladies. This is a great opportunity to chat about your trip to Florida. And we were talking about earlier how hot it was in Florida and how challenging that was. But it was also a really fun time, too. You guys got to do all kinds of different experiences while you were there, right, Kashina?
Oh, 100%. So we danced for the first 3 days. And then after that, it's kind of that saying, right? You work hard, you play hard. And we played hard.
And I saw the pictures. I was like, wow, how many parks are they going to jam in there? This is pretty crazy. So, I mean, what was your favorite ride? Whoever wants to start, by all means, go. Oh, look at that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. So what do you think?
I'm ready for this one.
Okay, good.
So my number one favorite was probably Guardians of the Galaxy, because it was just so, I was not expecting that to be my favorite, but it was.
Okay.
And then my second is Avatar.
Okay. And what did the Avatar ride do? Was it like a roller coaster as well?
No, it was like there was a screen in front of you and you were like on a bike. And it was just so cool because I love the Avatar movies. So it felt surreal.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. Anybody else have a favorite ride or experience from down in Florida? Wow, that's
somebody
awesome,
to choose
guys.
From. Their faces, though. Their faces are like, I don't know how to pick.
Well, I think someone had a story about getting a little emotional. I mean, I'll set you up for that one. Go ahead.
Okay, well, while we were down there, we got to take a workshop with some choreographers from Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh.
And ever since I was little, me and my grandmother would watch it together. And kind of that was like before I started dancing. So it was kind of like surreal to get to see them in person.
Very cool.
And they performed for us. And we got to have like a little party at the end all with all the dancers. And I may have cried because it was a little exciting to see them in person
for
dance.
Sure.
Because it's different to see them obviously on TV than it is in person. And that was probably my favorite part of the trip, was getting to take a class with them and seeing them in person.
Very neat.
Yeah.
Very neat. Any other fun memories we want to share with people? Don't feel like you have to. Nope, that's as good as a no to me.
I've got a question. If
yeah,
that's
no,
is
hi,
that
Jill.
All, is that all right? Hi, pick me. No, I'm in speaking with Kashina off air. Obviously, you spend lots of time with these kids, and you're telling me that you have dancers as young as three join the company, and you're traveling with them, all that sort of stuff. So you're teaching them so much. But I would think that this performance and dance and one of the last ladies said, like, the expression. Like, what does it mean to you to see the kids develop not only their dancing skills, but in confidence and all that sort of stuff? It must be pretty neat to be a part of.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you take away the most, I'd say, for sure. Dancing is just a small part of the whole package.
Right.
You learn life skills. You develop as a human, in all these ways, with responsibilities and leadership skills, group skills that you can take with you throughout all of your life, things that you've learned and developed. So to see these girls, some of them I've had since they were three, and then for them to grow up and move on and go off to university and start their life, and to be able now with social media to see what transpires after that it's just a really special thing.
Yes. And girls, do you think that dance will always be a part of your life? Yes. We're nodding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listeners at home, that's you're a nodding. Yes.
That's really good for radio. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We'll have more with the crew from Dance Virtuoso, their young company just back from Disney. There are interesting islanders today for Ken Mac Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
Summer isn't just heating up. It's hot. Don't cower beside a tiny fan. Get out and explore. Take on that open road. Find those hidden gems and do it in...
Powered by Mill River Resort. PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
It's mainly sunny today. Fog patches are clearing. In fact, they may even be gone. High of 28, humidex of 35. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a low of 17. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers and a risk of a thundershower. High of 27. Right now, it's 19 in Charlottetown. It's 20 in Summerside, Darcy.
I'd say the fog's gone, buddy. I'd say the fog's gone.
There's still fog. I feel it in my head.
It's 8:18 right now. We're hanging out with our friends from Dance Virtuoso. We're going to chat with their young company one more time and their artistic director, Kashina Collins, coming up.
And Darcy's going to dance for everyone later.
This sounds real fun. As a Tragically Hip and Bob Cage in Ocean 100, it's 8:23. Good morning. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Still in the midst of their big sale. So, again, if you don't get to Home Hardware Charlottetown or Kinlock Home Hardware this weekend, you're doing your weekend wrong. Okay? Just telling you that right now.
Yes.
We've been hanging out with our friends from Dance Virtuoso. Kashina Collins is here, the artistic director, and we have their young company in the house just back from Florida. And I think now Anna, of course, my daughter, has been with Dance Virtuoso for a while now, right? And she's part of the junior company, which is kind of the precursor to the young company. I know I'm a dance dad. I am absolutely a dance dad. Yeah. But anyways, the summertime is a big, important time for Dance Virtuoso, and you guys have your summer camp coming up. So tell me about that.
Yeah. So we have, well, our half day camp coming up in a week. That's for ages 3 to 6. It's a super fun dance camp, arts and crafts in the mix too. Always a special time. And then our full day camp is the first week of August. So July 31st to August 4th. And we bring in instructors from across the country, actually. So it's based off of all guest instructors, which is a very unique opportunity to have those people come here. And we don't have to have our students go elsewhere to get that training. They'll have an opportunity to try different styles that they may not usually get to try here. And so still some space in those camps, and they're lots of fun.
And it's also where you can audition to potentially be a member of junior company or young company and eventually maybe get to do things like take a trip to Disney.
Exactly. So our camp also is utilized as our audition process. So the instructors throughout the week just watch and observe all the kiddos that sign up to audition. And then by the end of the week, that's when we place our dancers for the companies.
And it's, I can tell you, you know, you could say a lot about sports teams, you know, hockey and baseball and like the camaraderie that exists there. But this is a great group of girls, a great group of kids, I should say, that have been doing this for several years and really great kids too.
Yeah. And they really look out for each other too. Yeah. They're a really tight unit. So that's pretty special.
So it is fantastic. All right. Well, Kashina and girls, thank you very much for coming in today and talking about your favorite rides. And apparently you guys are going to teach me some sort of a dance that will only require 30 seconds of choreography. We'll see how that goes. Keep your eyes peeled on our socials. Thanks again, guys, for coming in and being our interesting islanders today.
Thanks for having us.
Beat the heat and keep cool with a free heat pump for eligible homeowners. No more struggling with stifling summer temperatures or shivering during winter months. Make your home a